This is Dr. Pataria dictating the Holter report on Mr. Riggs, R-I-G-A-G-G-S. His last name R, I for India, G-G-S for same is the last name. His first name is Darwad, D for David, U, R, W, A for Apple, R, D for David, period. The Holter Hook update is June 11, 2026, period, approximately 11 hours later, patient pulled out the Holter monitor wires in sleep, period. New paragraph. The patient heart rate varied from 29 beats to 150 beats per minute, period. Patient remained asymptomatic throughout the recording, period. There were few single and occasional two PVCs in a row, period. There were multiple single PACs, two PACs in a row, and multiple episodes of paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia. The most of these episodes happened during the day, and there were episodes with the heart rate mostly between 120 and 150 beats per minute, period. At 3.02 p.m., there was episode at 150 beats per minute for about 132 beats, and that is approximately 1 minute, period. At 3.05 p.m., there was a episode at 136 beats per minute, and total of 135 beats also, once again, approximately for 1 minute. The patient also had episodes of bradycardia with the lowest heart rate of 29 beats per minute, but multiple episodes where heart rate was less than 40, heart rate was between 30 and 40 beats per minute, period. At 1.01 p.m., the longest sinus pause was for 2.7 seconds, period. So, new paragraph analysis. The patient from Holter monitor appears to have Techy Brady syndrome, and patient so far has not reported any symptom during the Holter monitor, period. New paragraph. The final interpretation, number one, multiple episodes of paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia with heart rate ranging between 120 to 150 beats per minute, and some episodes at a rate of 136 per minute and 150 beats per minute, lasting for about a minute, period. Number two, episodes of significant bradycardia with the heart rate between 30 beats per minute, and the lowest heart rate was 29 beats per minute, with the longest pause 2.7 seconds, period. Next line, number three, few single PVC with occasional two PVCs in a row. Next line, number four, multiple single and two PACs in a row. And number five, the above findings suggest that patient has a Techy Brady syndrome without symptoms, period. The Holter monitor report over. Thank you. This is Dr. Pataria.